3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Pyong, it's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another budget nature expedition, and I'm out in nature. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I'm walking by a cottonwood tree that is at least 6 feet in diameter at the base. It's huge. And I'm in the general vicinity of Lake Standing Bear, sometimes known as Standing Bear Lake, or Dam Site, I think 14, I don't remember. And why have I come out here today? Well, really for only one reason. It's fairly nice, it's not too hot, it's under 90 degrees, which is still a little hot for me to be out, but I can tolerate it for a little while. It's not as bad as it is not as bad as it has been. I just need to get across the road here, make sure nobody's coming. Oop, here comes a car. But I came out here to check out, I don't even know what you would call these. For some reason, somebody decided to call these Indian wind chimes. And what these are a bunch of poles stuck in the ground that have been tongued and holed, and so when the wind blows, they make sound. It's a little breezy today, so I was hoping these things were sounding. I'm getting closer to them. Anyway, I take offense at the name Indian wind chimes because, well, no Indians have ever lived here. They live in India. And if they meant to say Native American wind chimes, that doesn't make any sense either, because they didn't do this. And what these are, there goes one. These are, you know, wind activated. They're like organ pipes. So imagine, how many are out here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Call it 20. There's maybe two dozen of these pipes. They're metal pipes. They're about 4 inches in diameter, or about 10 centimeters. And when the wind blows just right, they, well, I was going to say act as a Helmholtz resonator, but no, this wouldn't be a Helmholtz resonator. This is essentially just the same as an organ pipe. And these are between, 10 and 12 feet tall. And they're all just sitting here in the middle of a bunch of prairie grass. We got a decent breeze. Some of these should be going a little bit better than they are. I can hear one over here. Where is it? It makes a pretty wild sound. So, and when you get more than one going, you know, they're all different frequencies, and so they harmonize and do strange things, and they beat frequencies set up. Okay, come on. Give me some wind. Talk to me, Mr. Pipey. Well, I thought today would be a breezy enough day for this to happen, but apparently not. Or maybe the wind's just blowing in. Here we go. Talk to me. Oh, he wanted to talk. He was going to say hi. Hoot. Come on. Give me the hoots. That's it. They want to go. You can hear them every once in a while. Hootity, 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 hootity. Come on. So it's one of them sounds like. Yeah, so when the wind's just right, you know, we got 20 of these. You can imagine what it sounds like, or maybe you can't. I'm a big fan of automatic musical instruments like this. There's also a thing called an Aeolian harp. It's just a bunch of strings on a sound box, and you put it in your window, and when the wind blows, the strings vibrate, and you can tune the strings, get yourself a lovely chord, or whatever your trip is. The last time I was walking around up on this path, I went up here a little bit further, and I saw a deer, so maybe we should walk up here. Here's one of those giant prairie dandelions that's, 5 inches in diameter. They're so awesome. Yeah, and just right on the other side of this fence is a lovely farm. Yeah, so anyway, Standing Bear. That's where I am. It's not about bears. We don't have any bears here. Standing Bear was a Native American chief that you can look up. You can Google Standing Bear right now and discover what he's famous for, which is basically crossing back through Nebraska to get to his homelands, where he was arrested. And they were going to do something to him, but the argument was, no, these people are human beings. No, they're not. They went to court, and it was the trial of Standing Bear that determined that Native Americans were, in fact, human beings under the eyes of the law and had to be treated as such. And so we've got this big lake named after him here. And I can see it. It's big. This is one of the flood control lakes. A lot of small creeks and stuff were dammed up around town to prevent flooding. And now we have all these lakes that became recreational areas. And now we got a plane flying overhead, killing my buzz. Right when the wind starts up, we start getting some of these to sound. And then the plane flies over, so now we can't hear it. Isn't that stupid? Stupid airplanes. I've been on an airplane. They're the worst idea ever. Let's jam as many possible people in here as we can. Let's build a metal tube. Stick 300 people in it. And then go somewhere. So people come out here to boat and fish. Here we go. Every time I hear one of these pipes sound, I run over to it. We're getting a fairly decent chorus in here now. There are fun things to do when it's windy. You can fly a kite, you can sail a boat. You can listen to Aeolian organ pipes sounding in a field of tall prairie grass. It's like the weirdest experimental music concert you've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of really weird ones. I've performed a lot of really weird ones. getting more pipe noise than wind noise. So fun out here. I could stand out here all day. I should have brought some musical instruments. I could have had my own little concert. Now the wind dies down. It makes for a slightly better recording, but now none of the pipes are sounding. This one almost wants to. Come on, buddy. Hoot, hoot, hoot. Always fun. I haven't been out here in a while. What's this one doing? You gonna sing? Sing, Mr. Pipey. Yeah, he's not singing today. Let's go back up here. What about these guys over here? It's the opposite of interactive. It's completely passive. You can't do jack. All you can do is sit here and hope they go. There's lots of little grasshoppers hopping around at my feet too. What about this guy? Is he gonna go? Come on. And right now the wind dies down, of course. Hey, what's this right over here? There's a little animal trail right here. Maybe we should follow this animal trail into the bushes. See who's in here. Oh, the grass is all flattened. This could have been a spot for deer sleeping. Alright. Yeah, so deer like to sleep right around these chimes. I don't think they should be called chimes because you don't hit them. Chimes are normally struck. They're metallophones. These are just open-ended pipes. And if you feel like doing math problems, some physics problems, you could figure out at what frequency and harmonics these things like to sing. You gotta do some measuring. And then you do a bunch of math problems. And I, as much as I like to measure, I don't like to do math problems. So we're not going to. Oh, there's a little Baltimore Oriole sitting over there on a bush. He's very orange and black. Oh, and then his buddy Mr. Cardinal just sort of flew by. I wish I had some of these pipes at my house. Figure out how to make them. And I could have ghost sounds in my yard. They should call these ghost pipes. They should call these singing ghost pipes. Talk to me, Mr. Pipe. He's not singing. What about this guy? This is the guy, the furthest one away. He's up the hill, and which way is he facing? Can't even tell. I got some tromp all in here. Talk to me, Mr. Pipe. Nope, he's not singing. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, where did my wind go? Now we got no one singing at all. Might as well. Oh, here's one. Where's this guy? Who's singing over here? The wind is unusual. It comes up, it comes down, it's changing directions. If we could have a steady wind from one single direction, we could get at least one or two of these pipes going on a regular basis. But no.
It's got to be all quiety. Somebody's singing over here. Who is it? Is it you? Are you singing? Nope.
Here comes some wind. I love these things. It's like being at a ghost concert. Sing to me, my ghost friends. These are probably ghosts of all of Standing Bear's people that got slaughtered. And they're very sad. Can you blame them? It's like a choral concert of ghosts. Sing to me, my ghostly friends. And now they decided to stop singing. We got wind. Oh, this is a perfect place for them, you know. This is up on a hill. And they just get ghostly. See if this guy wants to sing for me. Sing, Michael, sing. How did you get so rude and reckless? Okay, fine. Apparently we don't want to sing anymore. I wish some big corporation would give me $1 jillion to build some kind of automatic musical instrument sculpture on their property. I would probably go with something with strings, because I like stringed instruments so much. At one point in time, I had an idea for automatic flying kites. You know, you'd tether them to a pole and you'd put them up on top of a building, and then the kites just fly automatically. When there's no wind, they reel back in. When there's plenty of wind, they go fly. I think that would be a cool idea. Spring-loaded, servo-actuated. Sensors, computers, the whole nine yards. I don't know if my ghost guys are gonna sing to me anymore. Sing, ghosts! Ghostly, ghostly. Who wants to sing? This grass is cutting me up something fierce. That's always nice. Talk to me. Thank you. kind of annoying running from pipe to pipe. I wish I could just mic every single one of them. I need 20 mics, a 24-channel mixing board, and we could do live ghost chorus. That would be pretty cool. All right, well, I've been standing in the direct sun here long enough, I think, so I'm gonna head back to my car, which means we gotta walk all the way back over there. And that'll be fun. There's little yellow butterflies flying around. There's a bunch of little bees. But we're gonna be back by those giant trees. There's giant cottonwoods out here. I wonder if we can hear those pipes going behind me. Yeah, now that I'm walking away, the wind picks up a little bit. And I can hear them. Yeah, I'm a good 40 yards away. They're going pretty good now. Somebody needs to make a whole bunch more of these. I'm talking like hundreds. We need to put those somewhere good. You know, maybe I will make some. You know, I could make them out of PVC. PVC is cheap. You know, the tone might not be as great as whatever those were, aluminum or steel. And now the wind's really picking up. Probably gonna have to stop recording until I get back to my car, which is very close. Yeah, but maybe we should go pick up some PVC. Getting, you know, like 10, 3 or 4 inch pipes. I've got a hole saw. I could cut the sound hole, but what I don't have is a good way to cut the slit. I suppose I could drill a hole, then I need like a jigsaw. Well, I'll give it some more consideration. I need to cool off, get something cold to drink. I have a feeling we're going to head back to the studio. And we're going to do that in 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0. I lied. I was driving home. And to get home from where we were, we had to drive by Herrenhaven. And when I noticed that there was nobody here, I thought, oh, maybe we should swing in there. Because when there's nobody here, that's when we start to see stuff. I'm by the shed, looking underneath the shed for baby Mahdi dudes. I don't see any. And when I say nobody's here, that's not entirely true. Somebody from Mulhall's is here. They've got the gate open. There's a big truck with a bunch of mulch in it. They're mulching up the shrubbery. So, I'm not even gonna bother walking over there. Instead, we're gonna go directly into the forest today, see what's going on. We might have gotten a little bit of rain overnight. It must have been sometime after I went to bed at 4 a.m. A little morning rain. The dragonfly pond level is a little higher. And there's a lot of suspicious puddles around. So, into the canopy we go. Oh, and it's nice and cool under all these leaves. It's practically dark. And then you gotta step into the light. Oh! And then into regular shade. Oh, so nice. But I like this super dark jungle canopy effect much better. Still kind of windy. Wonder if we're gonna find any dudes. I'm looking. Wonder if we'll find any mushrooms. As I walk by all these elderberry bushes, I'm noticing that all the flowers have been impregnated and berries have begun to start. Berries. I'm gonna have lots of elderberries out here. Alright, walking by the sub pond, it is nothing but duckweed and lots of frog tracks. Frog,
frog trade routes for doing froggy business. All right, so let's head out onto the boardwalk and see what we got out here today. And coming out over the water here, a lot of frogs freaking out. There's a lot of duckweed, a lot of butterflies, and not butterflies, dragonflies. And it's windy. We need to put some Aeolian pipes out here. All right. Oh, I'm just turning around. It's too hot under the bright sun. I'm going back into the forest. Oh, and the cattails have started to bloom. That's always awesome. I guess I kind of like cattails. They're very nice. Here's some suspiciously knocked over tall grass. Means somebody's been lurking around here. And I think I'll start heading out of here. But I want to go by the sub pond. And I'm going to hold the microphone down low to see if we can record the sounds of frogs squeaking and jumping, doing their froggy thing that I like so much. Okay, so here we go. Frog recording test number one. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to hear anything out of that, but, oh yeah. Oh, a couple dozen frogs jumped into the water. You could probably hear them splashing. I don't know if you could hear them doing any of their squeaky squonks, but they do entertain me. The frog chorus. I like frogs. I like the sound that frogs made. Oh, and look at these logs. Yes, these logs are kind of soggy. It must have rained a little bit. I am not, however, seeing much fungal growth. There's a lot of snails on these logs. That's always a sign that there's been rain. Look, see this one? This is a regular snail party going on right here. And as I'm walking through here, I'm thinking, hey, what's this in my pocket? Oh, yeah, my camera. Duh. I was going to take some pictures of me out by the Aeolian pipes, but I forgot to do so. I was so excited about, you know, their ghostly sounds. I got distracted enough that I forgot to take any photographs. Oh well, maybe next time. I'm now walking out of the forest. I think I'm going to walk up here and check the bocage real quick. See if there's anything going on up here, fungus or mott-wise. Oh, and here's Mr. Bun, my favorite bun, who's always hanging out here. He's under the bench. Hi, Mr. Bun. It's me. Yes, me and you are buddies. You don't have to run away. Oh, he decided to run away after all. He's kind of chickeny for a bun. All right, well, what do we got? Oh, yes, we definitely got some white jellies growing on some of these logs back here. I don't know if I want to expend the effort to climb down there and try to get a picture of some of this stuff. Oh, here's some on the end. It's nice. It's not, you know, the greatest example of the species, but what is? Anyway, it's time for me to say you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, etc., etc. Also, stay tuned because coming up next we've got Barnacle with the Sound Show, genre mix and discussion. So stay tuned. As for me, I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.